Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1268, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, about the payment of the cook. I don't remember what questions I asked her at that time. I was her attorney. I didn't go down there to examine her. I went there to get her out. She and Campbell were in and out of the room during the time. Mr. Starnes and I sat on the outside part of the time. I don't know who was in the room and who was not while I was outside. Albert McKnight, sworn for the state in rebuttal. This sideboard, Defendant's Exhibit 63, sets more this way than it was at the time I was there. Cross-examination. I don't know if the sideboard was changed, but it wasn't setting like that is in the corner. I didn't see the sideboard at all, but I don't like the angle of this plat. R.L. Craven, sworn for the state in rebuttal. I am connected with the Beck and Gregg Hardware Company. Albert McKnight also works for the same company. He asked me to go down and see if I could get Manola McKnight out when she was arrested. I went there for that purpose. I was present when she signed that affidavit. State's Exhibit J. I went out with Mr. Pickett to Manola McKnight's home the latter part of May. Albert McKnight was there. On the third day of June, we were down at the station house, and they brought Manola McKnight in, and we questioned her first as to the statements Albert had given me. At first, she would not talk. She said she didn't know anything about it. I told her that Albert made the statement that he was there Saturday when Mr. Frank came home, and he said Mr. Frank came in writing room and stayed about 10 minutes and went to the sideboard and got a car in about 10 minutes after he first arrived there. And I went on and told her that Albert had said that Manola had overheard Mrs. Frank tell Mrs. Selig that Mr. Frank didn't rest well, and he came home drinking and made Mrs. Frank get out of bed and sleep on a rug by the side of the bed and wanted her to give him his pistol to shoot his head off, and that he had murdered somebody or something like that. Manola at first hesitated, but finally she told everything that was in that affidavit. When she did that, Mr. Starnes, Mr. Campbell, Mr. February, Albert McKnight, Mr. Pickett, and Mr. Gordon were there. When we were questioning her, I don't remember whether anybody but Mr. Pickett and myself and Albert McKnight were there. Cross-examination. We went down there about 11:30 o'clock. I didn't know that she had been in jail 12 hours then. I suppose she was in jail because they needed...